Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's easy to forget that that hidden inflatable safety device in your steering wheel and dashboard, the SRS, Supplemental Restraint System, or Passive Restraint System, is standard equipment because of a long fight that took place in the last century. That's the subject of this week's Retro Report, which has this reminder.
Federal officials believe the airbag is one of the most promising means of cutting down the 55,000 traffic deaths a year.
By 72 or 73, the airbags will be mounted in the steering wheel and the rest of the car, protecting everybody.
The 70s. Airbags didn't become standard in the 1970s. It took another 20-some years before all American cars would have driver and passenger airbags. Here to talk about the evolving notion of auto safety in our time is Drew McGrotten, a producer for Retro Report. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks.
So a lot of people believed that airbags were a ridiculous idea, that they could never make it work, and then boom, they were standard.
Yes, I mean, it took many, many years to get there, and there were some experiments done in the early 70s by Detroit, but by and large they were abandoned with the argument that nobody wanted to pay extra for safety.
But the technology was there all along.
Well, it was rudimentary, but the concepts were there, and when they picked up on it 20 years later in the 90s, many of those original ideas were improved upon.
And General Motors was even one of the organizations behind this technology. Let's listen.
I can tell you, during this time, myself and my colleagues were working 70-hour weeks. We went from crude electromechanical single-stage driver-passenger systems in 1992 to a full-blown, does-everything-for-everybody, dual-stage, advanced airbag, smart airbag system in 2001.
I love the way engineers talk. That's Chris Caruso, an airbag engineer?
Yes, I worked for GM for about 20 years.
They were really seriously committed to this technology, even though they were arguing against the regulations.
Well, by the time they became standard, then their problems started to emerge. In other words, they were too powerful. There was one size fits all, made for male adults. But if you were a children in those days, children used to ride in the passenger seat, small adults, they were getting killed by airbags.
And I still don't let my kids ride in that passenger seat, that's for sure. Well, the airbag really changed the mentality of what constitutes safety in the automobile, and that has really set the stage for what's new.
That's right. You know, it's a passive safety device, meaning you don't need anybody to do anything for it to work. And that's why they were so promising. And now that's led to systems that avoid accidents altogether.
Every manufacturer is trying to come up with some new wrinkle in terms of keeping us all safe. But in the pursuit of safety, are we making things so complex that maybe are we making things not as safe as they should be?
Now that's Robert Charette, a critical system software risk analyst who's actually thinking that safety systems might be a source of risk.
Well, that's correct. I mean, while many of these safety systems have been successful, there's so much development going on in vehicles and in the industry today. Some are questioning, hey, are we going too fast, or does the industry have the know-how to create systems that are redundant, that when they fail, don't put the driver at risk?
Or don't overload the car with electronic devices and data. I mean, there's a whole privacy question here, and that's also part of your report.
We're all going to be under constant surveillance. And whether someone decides to use that data and how they decide to use that data will be opaque to us. We will look back and say, boy, remember what we were concerned about, and it will seem quaint.
You know, we have the technology to detect exactly where you're looking at the time of an accident. That's Alicia McDonald, Director of Privacy at the Center for Internet and Society at Stanford University.
I mean, a lot of for this safety stuff to work, they need data points, and that ultimately is to sort of a surveillance, if you will, which I think a lot of people, if they knew the benefits, would be okay with, but most of the time they don't know what they're signing up for when they turn the key of the ignition.
Is there any way to roll back the data monitoring? Probably not.
Well, it's sort of built into the system, just like your phone, just like browsing on the internet.
Drew McGrotten, producer with Retro Report on the development of airbags and how they've changed our notion of safety in automobiles. Drew, thanks so much.
Thank you.